Hey everyone, it's Maya from Hot Mess Help Desk, and if you clicked on this episode, maybe you're having one of those days. The I can't do this, everyone else has it together, and why did I even think I could pull this off kind of days. First things first, you're not broken, you're just human. And today we're going to walk through a few reminders, not the toxic positivity kind, but the real honest ones, that help you find your footing again when confidence feels out of reach. You don't need to hype yourself up into a superhero, you just need to come back to you, the real, capable, imperfect version who's already doing more than you realize. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit, stretch, pace your dorm room, whatever works. This next few minutes are just for you. Let's start by acknowledging that confidence doesn't mean you never doubt yourself. It means you keep showing up even when the doubt is loud. Think about something lately that made you feel a little less than. Maybe it's a class, a relationship, or comparing yourself to someone online. Got it in your mind? Okay. Now let's look at that thought like it's a pop-up notification on your phone. Annoying, repetitive, but not the full story. It's your brain trying to protect you from embarrassment or failure. It's basically saying, hey, let's not mess this up. Which, if you think about it, is kind of sweet. It just doesn't realize that you don't need to be perfect to be worthy. You can tell that thought, thanks for the warning, but I've got this. Let's do a quick reality check. Confidence isn't built by being fearless. It's built by being scared and doing it anyway. One awkward presentation, one first email, one office hours visit at a time. If you're listening to this right now, that means you've survived 100% of your hardest days so far. You've adapted, figured things out, and probably done a dozen things that the past you didn't think were possible. Confidence grows in hindsight. It's when you look back and think, wait, I actually did that. Now, let's pull things back to this moment. You don't have to be the most confident version of yourself right now. You just have to be present. Feel your feet on the floor or your body against the chair. Notice that you're grounded right here, right now. You don't have to perform, you're just existing. If you want, place your hand over your chest. That heartbeat, that's proof you're already doing something right. You're living, trying, showing up. We all have that voice in our heads that says, you're not enough, you should have done more, they're better than you. I personally like to call that voice my haters. But here's the thing, that voice is not an oracle of truth. It's a megaphone for your fears. So let's practice talking back. Next time your brain says, you're behind, try saying, I'm moving at my own pace. When it says, everyone else knows what they're doing, try, everyone's figuring it out, even if they don't show it. And when it whispers, you're not good enough, answer with, good enough for who? I'm not auditioning, I'm learning. Confidence doesn't mean silencing that voice forever. It means you stop believing it every time it speaks. Now, close your eyes for a moment if it feels comfortable. Picture a version of you 6 months from now. They're not flawless, they're not suddenly rich or stress-free. They're just a little more grounded, a little more at peace with who they are. They've learned from some mistakes. They've made progress in ways you can't see yet, and they're proud of you for sticking with it, for getting through this exact moment. What would they say to you right now? Maybe something like, keep going, it's working even if you can't tell yet, or you're doing better than you think. You don't have to know how you'll get there, just know that you will. So here's your mini pep talk, Maya style. So hear me when I say, you are not a failure for being tired. You're not behind because you need a break. You're not less worthy because you're still figuring it out. Every student, every professional, every so-called together person you know, they've all had moments of wondering if they belong. The ones who make it aren't the ones who never doubt. They're the ones who keep showing up anyway. So even if your confidence today is at like 3%, that's still something. We can work with 3%. You're allowed to be unsure and brave at the same time. Before we wrap up, think of one small thing you can do today to remind yourself of your capability. Something real, not performative. Maybe it's sending that email you've been avoiding. taking a walk, cleaning one corner of your space, or texting a friend you trust. Tiny steps build real confidence because they remind your brain, hey, I follow through, or I keep my promises to myself. You don't have to conquer the semester. You just have to take one next right step. Let's end with a few affirmations. I'll give you time to repeat them out loud or just listen. I am allowed to take up space. I don't have to be perfect to be proud of myself. My effort matters even when I can't see results yet. Confidence is something I practice, not something I have to earn. I've got this, even if I don't feel like it right now. Take one last deep breath, the natural kind, no counting. Let it remind you that you're alive, you're learning, and you're growing, even when it's messy. And the next time your brain, aka the haters, tries to convince you that you're not enough, you can just smile and say, nice try, I'm still here. This is Hot Mess Help Desk, and I'm Maya Ice, cheering you on for being a work in progress and showing up anyway. This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.